Well, 10 days after the clashes between Alawit Lebanese and Sunni Islamists, tensions are still very high in Tripoli. There's a strong military presence, tanks and military soldiers on just about every corner. The leaders are urging calm, but the tensions are high. On Friday after prayers, hundreds of Salafist sympathizers gathered for prayers and then some political speeches at the main square of the Tripoli, and heard their leaders say that they're demanding the release of 200 Islamists imprisoned and without bail and so far without charge. One of those leaders was released just this past week, which considerably eased tensions, but nevertheless they say there are 200 still there and they want them released on bail if necessary, but to have them released so that they can be processed and be free. Otherwise, they're threatening unspecified actions, and this is causing considerable concern. In the Alawite community, which feels threatened, there's also fear. They are afraid of the Islamists and say that they don't represent democracy, and they're asking for the Lebanese government to provide them greater protection.
Are there any negotiations going on or talks going on to resolve this situation?
There are communications, and again, the religious leaders and local leaders have called for calm and not to engage in violence. So yes, there's a definite effort to contain that because memories are still fresh of the 15-year civil war and sectarian violence that plagued Lebanon after that, just as recently as 4 years ago. So I would say that there's no great desire to see that happen, but when an incident occurs, as which did 10 days ago, which was a local Islamist leader was killed crossing through a checkpoint, and in unclear circumstances, this led to the clashes in which several people were killed. So this is the fear that a spark could ignite these simmering and long-standing tensions.
Now, as I recall, there was an apology for the shooting of that person.
It's still under investigation. There are two sides of the story, one from the army and one from the driver of the dead religious leader. It's still not resolved, and I'm sure that depending on which side of the fence you are, you believe one version over the other. It's not resolved, especially because there are 200 of these Islamist leaders in prison still, and this is causing a lot of anger among the local Sunni Islamist community.